As we know, Ne'ilah is the apex of the entire period of the Yom Noram that builds up to Yom Kippur, and throughout Yom Kippur builds up to its climax in Ne'ilah. And the question is, what is Ne'ilah? There's a Yushalmi in Brachot in the fourth parak that discusses the various tefillot and what their foundation is, what they're based on. And it discusses, each of the tefillot and what karban it's based on. And then it comes to Ne'ilah, and the Yushalmi asks, Minayin l'Ne'ilah? Am Rabbi Levi, and quotes the pasuk in Yeshayahu, in Perek Aleph, Gam ki tarbu tefillah, etc. And the Yushalmi comments, Rabbi Levi comments, Mikan shekol amar be'tefillah na'ana. The essence of Ne'ilah, according to the Yushalmi, is ribui tefillah, meaning it's the very fact that there is no mechayev, there is no korban that's based on, there is nothing that compels us to say ne'ilah, it is entirely a voluntary offering. That is exactly the essence of ne'ilah, meaning we come to ne'ilah and we've discussed and analyzed and examined our actions and our character and what's lacking and what needs to be fixed, and each individual detail in these long series of viduyin. And we come to Ne'ilah, and there's only a few minutes left. It's the very, very end. There's but a moment to really to accomplish what we want to accomplish. And what do we do? What are we going to focus on? What are we going to turn to? And the answer is that moment, we don't look at this specific fault or this particular misdeed or this particular thing that needs to be corrected. That we've already looked at and examined, and of course that's tremendously important. But in order for that to reach fruition, in order for that to take place, and especially in this last moment, which we've reached this pinnacle of Yom Kippur, what is it that we can do? We turn to the idea that if we focus on, and if we attach ourselves to and connect to the idea in the most intense way of our love for Hashem and our wanting to do what Hashem wants, to the degree that, and this is what's expressed in the Ne'ilah, that it's not just a question of what do I have to do, what am I not allowed to do, what am I required to do, but this desire to be closer to Hashem, this desire to be connected to Hashem, that is expressed by the fact that gam ki tarbu tefillah, that I don't have an obligation at the moment to daven, it's simply that I want to speak to Hashem, I want to connect to Hashem, I want to stand before Hashem. And if I connect to that idea of how much I want to be standing before Hashem, how much I want to be connecting to Hashem, then all the other things that need to be accomplished and need to be done, of course, need to be thought through and need to be examined, but that I've done already. That then I can put into practice, that I will put into practice because of the fact that I have this tremendous desire to do Hashem's will. I have this tremendous desire to be closer to Hashem. And that's really what the act of Ne'ilah, of this ribui tefillah, is all about in terms of the essence of what Ne'ilah is trying to accomplish.